Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. What a way to start. Hello. Well, it's good evening. It's been a long day. Monday is always an interesting day for all of us out here in the real world, working and creating whatever we need to start the week. Anyway, so as you could see, I have a new segment name. I was talking to a girlfriend, and I said, oh, my gosh, how can I cover all things I want to cover? Yet there seems to be a higher interest in some areas of the paranormal than others. So after giving a lot of thought, I will continue to talk about the journey of life in regards to the hurdles we have to get over. Or we have to talk about, there was quite an interest in dreams. I even got a couple emails at my office on the email and saying, gee, that was really fun. I like that. Let's do it again. But overall, I think that as someone presents a show, it kind of evolves because the interest kind of goes to one side versus another. And there seems to be a higher interest in near-death experiences, reincarnation, out-of-body experiences. And so tonight is a new night with a new segment name. So Paranormal, the Psychic Development, Psychic Phenomena Discussion Group. Kind of try to decide between group and form. But I think a group says it better because we're a group of people all interested in the same common goal, and that is to find enlightenment in our life. I had a gal the other day talk to me about, it's been a week ago, she says, no matter what it's about, I don't know where I'm headed in life. And that's what prompted this question. Open up the phone lines to you, the audience, no matter where you are in the United States. We're having trouble deciding, making decisions, staying with our decisions, figuring out, is our decision that we're about to make, is that the one that's most comfortable with us? Is that the one we should be making? Is that the one everybody expects us to do? Are you afraid of that decision you're going to make? What about free will? Is there free will in your decision? Are you going to step outside of the karmic path you've created for yourself? Are you going to take a detour? I'd certainly get a lot of this. In today's environment, with the economy the way it is, we're being much more careful on the steps that we want to take in life. And clearly, every one of us, gasoline, I live 35, 40 minutes out of town. I'm not going into town as often because I want, as everybody else is really looking at not only the gasoline, but the energy it takes, because everything you do takes time and energy. So with that decision to go to the post office today versus tomorrow, every minute of our life we're trying to decide what's the next step. And so when I talk to people, and there's a young lady I talked to today, I think it was Texas, 216 area code, I invited her to come. Oh, I have 626 area code up already. Invited her to come in tonight if she's interested. 216 area code, I invited her to come in. So it's kind of like, let me just read to you those who are not seeing my switchboard. Question, open line, any kind of question, I'm always open to that. But most of the time when you call in and give me a question or you ask for a reading, it encompasses these things. The life direction, having trouble deciding what your next step is. Do we have free will? Are all decisions made for us? I've had questions during sessions on how to trust a difficult decision. And so we're going to visit tonight. A lot of times, and someone has asked me about relationships, I have to say at least half of the questions that are given to me and half my emails and half my sessions in over the phone is in regard to a love relationship. The other day I had a gal call me and we did a session, and the gal had been married 34 years, and what do I do next? So the decisions of our life and how are you confident? Oh, hello, ladies. Do me a favor in the chat room. I wish my eyesight were those of a 20-year-old, but it isn't. If you can remember to type in caps, then I'll see it as a question for me. And I'd like to go to the phone of 626. These girls or kids are hanging on. And let's start opening up. You know, all my sessions are downloadable, so don't give me any last names. And you may see a pattern of questions being asked. What is our life about? What are decisions we are going to have to make? Yes, there's more. One area that seems to be more than the other is relationships. Second is money. Third is career and where am I going in my life. Those seem to be primarily what our sessions are about. So let's see what 626 area code is asking me tonight. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, it's a gentleman. Hello, is this Sal?
No, this is Frank.
Oh, hello, Frank. Oh, we talked to you last week. Hello, sir.
Yes, I really enjoy speaking with you. Your information is very good, as well as for everyday living.
Well, thank you very much. The gal that talked to me today, she asked me what my background was, and I had 24 years at Pacific Bell, and I was accounting, engineering, marketing, and human resources in my ministry, and then 18 years doing this every day. You know, the school of hard knocks, besides my ministry, I'm good at what I do, but I'm also a good coach. And so I do put it out there that I help people in all areas. I do remember you last week. Frank, what state is 626 area code in?
Yes, it's in Southern California. It's 10 miles east from downtown Los Angeles.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Someone said, why do I have area codes? Well, I'm just curious. It doesn't make any difference in the reading. Frank, I remember talking. Do you have something you'd like to ask me this week?
Sure. I'd like to see what I was sent here to do in my life.
You know, when you first pulled, you know, I saw your number. I didn't recognize it when I heard your voice. Of course, I remember, but I don't remember everything that we talked about. And I don't remember if I repeated this, but it feels familiar. In this lifetime, in this time, for the next 4 to 5 years, you're going to deal with money. It has nothing to do with the recession. It has decision, your fear of it, and the building of money. They want me to see that you are a man, and, you know, everybody belongs in Egypt at one time and the other, but you did. And I see you with a very, and what I want you to do is write this down or listen to it again. I see a hat that was like an old-fashioned nurse hat. It was flat in the front, and it folded forward, and then it came back over the ears. And I don't know how they starch things in those ears, but I want you to find a hat of the Egyptian era. And I'm seeing bands of color above the forehead. I see no hair. So the hat was pulling the hair back, and I see bands of color, and they look like red, green, gold colors, and they're going across the front. And then I see a little dip, and then the hair, the wave of the hat going back. I believe in that lifetime you dealt with a lot of money, you had a lot of money. I can only say that. I don't know if you lost it, or you ruler over a bunch of money, or you had money in your family. But that's what you're dealing with in this lifetime. And I'm not saying you're going to lose it or you're going to have it, but to put balance in your life. And that's immediately what I picked up. It has nothing to do with anybody else, just you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, curious, in this lifetime, have you had structural injuries, feet, legs, arms?
Yes. Yes, I have.
It feels like I need to talk to you about that, because the legs movement forward in your life. They want me to see leg injury or something, and it means that as you try to go forward, you may injure yourself and stop yourself from progressing in life. Pay attention to your injuries, and in time of decision-making, be very careful that you do not injure yourself, okay?
Okay.
And that seems to be important, but I don't know why. Have you ever heard of Louise Hay?
No.
Oh, it's a great author. She, I don't know if she's part of Hay House, but she is published out there in a small magazine. Love book. It's not, it's longer than it is deep, height. And it deals with body parts being injured. And when I was shown that you had injuries of your limbs, your structure, it was told to me of going forward, like you are afraid of going forward. So you injure yourself, you can't. And in that book, she talks about how we could injure ourselves, and it reflects the moment that we're in right now. See if you can look it up or rent it from the library, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Frank, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, let me see if I hung up correctly. Had a little trouble with my switchboard last week and the chat room, and I'm just tickled to see that we have my friends in here. I have so many great people that have come in, and I love some of these names you call Pearls of Joy. Oh, my gosh, it's just lovely. Blue Diamond and the Paranormals. Hello, everybody. You know, this is very fun for me to do readings, and I realized I was teaching classes for the first 3 months that I did these. And any of you who want to learn about anything that I've talked about, please go back and download any of those topics. If you want me to talk about something particular in the future, do so. Write me a little email, nancy@nancymats.com. And I'm looking for any taps in here, questions, and anybody wants to call in and say hello, I would love it. Okay, so pearls of joy, right? And I have to ask myself, and wow, what is my purpose? Because I think it changes as I go in life. I just stepped in and embraced the idea that reincarnation is very real in our lives. And even though it's the cosmic joke, why don't we all know? I think it's because we're not supposed to know. The decision-making process, as it comes to us each time, has to be fresh in our mind. I have a psychic friend that passed away in 2001. Her name is Donna. I'm going to give her all the credit. I am paraphrasing what she told me once. The definition of free will is the anxiety of the choices that you have to make to the end result that I can already see. Meaning that if you don't talk to me, you may not know the end result. Sometimes that's better, because the anxiety of the choices that you have to make every step in our life, that is for the thrill of making those choices. Sometimes the anxiety is to make the choice, but looking back, it's also a thrill. When I had cancer, I left a 21-year marriage 6 months after cancer surgery. 2 years later, after discovering and being named a labeled as psychic, I surrendered and went, oh, okay, I'll do this, God. Just let me live long enough to help as many people as I can. Well, I didn't think I was going to live very long, so I left a 24-year career to step into this world, and I love it. I love talking to you people and helping you all I can. So the cancer was terrible. But at that point in my life, I wasn't making choices that were to the benefit of who I was meant to be. So I was hit with red brick, and I made the choice. It was so difficult, but I did, and I'm very grateful. So I believe that reincarnation does play a role. That Nancy, before the cancer, the new Nancy had already surfaced from a past life. That energy, which allows me to be who I am, had surfaced, and I didn't change my life. I was only who I was, and I hadn't grown into this woman yet. So the cancer was given to me to give me the catalyst of understanding that I had a greater path. So that person I stepped forward, the cancer was given to me so I'd step into the road that I was always meant to walk. So here's area code 304, and who am I talking to?
Hi, Nancy. It's Linda, Pisces lady.
Oh, my gosh. I love you. Hello. All my new girlfriends and Frank, my gentleman friends, and Sal from back east. Linda, what can I do for you tonight?
First of all, I did want to call and say hi.
Yes.
I've been gone for 3 weeks, so that's how come I haven't been around.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see my life purpose as?
Okay, now remember, I was just saying that we bring forward from past lives a dozen situations of learning, okay? So now flow with this. Did you tell me you were a petite lady?
No.
How tall are you, dear?
I am 5'9".
5'9". There's a grandmother, now that's why I'm asking, because I couldn't tell. There's a grandmother that steps forward and says she had a lifetime with you, not only in this era, but in the past era. And she was shorter, and as she got older, her arms and legs were slim, but she got heavier in the middle, and she's definitely shorter than you. She kind of looked like she rounded out, but not in the hiney or the thighs. Do you know who I'm talking of?
I absolutely do.
Who's that, please?
That is my grandmother on my father's side.
Pardon me? Who is this again?
It's my grandmother on my father's side.
Okay, so it was your father's mother.
That's
she
right.
She says that we lived, meaning you and her, lived in London, and that you had died of disease in an earlier era. At that time, you were also plagued with jaw and teeth problems. In this lifetime, you have learned to speak your word, stand on your own two feet. And illness, though, has taken you 3 times. You have recovered because you'll be gosh darn blah, 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 that you, anything would take you. You died as a young teenage girl. So I would say that in this lifetime, the fear of losing a child in the early teens, 12 and 13, has plagued you. You were a brown-haired female. So this past life was brought forward, and you have played it out very importantly. Now, your father's mother, look up the year she was born. Go back 25 years at least. Spirit people speak of 25 years as a generation, and spirit prefers to stay in spirit until all the ones that are loved pass over. So go to your grandmother's birthday, go back 25 years, and that's when you had both left London.
Oh. Wow.
Does that all make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah, I've always very connected to her, and I never knew why. It was just like I clung. It wasn't, I didn't even have to be with her all the time, but it was just like I had a connection with her.
Well, she was your mother. But all the other things I spoke of, the teeth, the jaw, speaking your word, the three illnesses in this lifetime so far, does that all ring true with you?
One was not an illness. One was actually a really bad accident.
Okay, that could be seen as an illness.
Yeah.
So there were three total, and that's all you're going to have. There's no bigger ones coming.
Well, that's good to hear. That's always
all
good to hear.
All right, Linda, it's been a joy to hear from you, dear.
Thank you, Nancy. You know I love
all right.
you.
Oh, thank you. Bye. And hang that up. Someone had asked me, I want to get back to free will and how to make decisions and how to trust your higher self in decision-making process. Because I am a psychic and I love doing spirit readings, it doesn't mean I have any easier time to make decisions. When I left the telephone company, the year was 1992, had been in this world 2 years. Of course it crossed my mind, was I doing the right thing? And I agonized, but I felt, and this is important, as though I were being hands on my shoulders from the back pushing me, as though I was making a decision, even though I was agonizing about it, the day after day before that day came, all played out almost without my input, meaning it was happening, it was still going forward, but I had a sense of not being able to change the outcome, as though the path was so open to me in the front of me that I would not, could not stop the process. That is your angel people saying to you, encouraging you not to have fear. I was seeing somebody at the time, and he wrote out a slip of paper, and I was, of course, single at the time, 2 years out of divorce, four years out of cancer, and he said, "You forgot something." I was fearful, could I make a living at this? And he says, "If you love something enough, you will make it work and make your business work." And it was a two-sided coin. I was fearful of not having enough money, but I was never fearful of money, but I was more fearful of living long enough to do what I really wanted to do. So I also encourage you, when you love something enough and it's meant to be, you will fall forward, go forward, and you accomplish. Let's see if I want to go back here. I thought I saw another question. So I'll scroll that down. Oh, yes, if you don't mind doing it in caps, I wish I had those. My eyesight were better. I put my glasses on, and I put them on, and they had a smudge in the middle, so I've been sitting here trying to clean so I could read. Let's see here. Oh, my website is nancymaps.com, and I have the Noons and Stixon. All my websites have a lot of corrections made. I did spend all weekend. The Blog Talk Radio site has been updated. I'm now on Facebook. I do have another website, and you people can see me every other Sunday, webcam, and that is on my nancymaps.com website on the front. How fun. You can actually see me. I have a house just outside of Tombstone, Arizona, a lovely office. If someone's calling me, would you do me a favor, if you're listening to us online, hang up and call me afterward or leave the message. I would appreciate that. People do that. Stacy, yes, can I have a reading? I have a block, and I need to know how to get unstuck. I'm going to be real sensitive. A block represents fear of choice and fear, not negative, but of decision-making. It's like a writer writing a novel, and I've been trying to do a lot of writing, and I sit down, and it's that block, and it's the fear of completion. People who have blocks, you also can suffer from procrastination, the fear of accomplishment, the fear of people noticing what you're doing, the fear of trying to make the ultimate decision of which people then could judge you. And so what I tell people, is there a block? Back up and take the most baby steps you can. If you're writing a story, then write the last page of the book. If you're trying to make a decision, try to go very slowly and baby steps, look at what is the block, meaning if you have a decision here to right and to the left, look and see what would be the outcome of one side and then the outcome of the other. And the one that feels correct, whether you're staying with a boyfriend or not, look and say, oh, I have an expression, I was talking to someone once who was in love with two men, and I said something. She sat back in the chair and went, "Oh my gosh." And I do understand that this can happen, and we can fall in love with more than one person for different reasons. And I said to her, "Which one will you regret saying no?" Okay, I'll say it again. "Which one will you regret saying no to?" So sometimes we have to go beyond the question and see the outcome, and that'll help you get unblocked. Kathy, hello. Let's see, open this window up just a little bit. The chat room's a little too small on my screen. Nancy, I'm able to call in. May I have a reading about this block I'm having right now? I got that one. Kathy, where's your question? I just lost you. Open the window up. And Kathy, do me a favor. I just saw your question, and I think I lost it. Last weekend, I was studying my friend and I went ghost hunting. Oh, my gosh. Oh, here we go. Kathy. Oh, boy, everybody heard me say half a sentence there. Nancy, where do you see my path going? When you said that, I see you were looking at a piece of paper, and it's on the table. You're sitting. I see books sitting around you as though you're investigating your next step. Now, it's different than path. When I see something like that, it's all internal. Look inside yourself. Try and make decisions. What's best for you? By deciding on that, that opened the door. Talked to a widow the other day, and she had never seen her life without her husband. And I say, okay, if your husband is here, what would you do with your life today? What would it take to make you happy? And she sat down. I said, it's going to be really hard, but well, who are you? And I said this to the widow, and what would make you happy today? And then I said, now, with your husband there, now that he's not there, what would it take to make you happy today? Kathy, I think you're trying to decide who you are. Are you the woman you were meant to be? And what would it take to make you happy today? They're showing me that you need to take thimble-sized things to make you happy. Don't take a trip. Don't fly to Paris. Don't buy a car. Don't put a swimming pool in. Make little decisions that will make you happy one piece at a time, because you're building a wall of happiness. Not a wall to block people out or block you in, but you're building a wall to make you happy in life so that everybody can see what you've accomplished. They're trying to show me that you are a writer in a past life, to show you as a man. What's interesting, I'm seeing somebody that looks like an outfit of Columbus, the big shoulders, the pants. So you are a man. I think that was Spain, Christopher Columbus. So he wasn't a Spaniard, he was Portugal, I think. But is that era? Look and see if you can find the era you belong to. And they said you were a writer at that time. I don't know how that would apply to you in this lifetime. Okay, go down here. Tali, hello. A young lady, my son's girlfriend, committed suicide. I suspect foul play. Her name was Jill. Can you pick up anything? She hung herself at her workplace. Oh, this is a second lady and a second girl in a couple weeks here. She's turbulent over a brown-haired man. And I don't know if he was a cause of it. My son's ex-girlfriend committed suicide. I'm not saying tell it was you, but it could have been her actions that caused him to break up with her. She shows me a man with curly brown hair. I don't know if it was suspected foul play or not. I do feel like she was very turbulent over a man with bushy, wavy brown hair, possibly some sprinkles of gray going through it. I wondered if she had some money problems. I'm also being shown she was greeted, and tell her mother this, by a very large hip and a medium-sized bosomed woman, and very soft skin, possibly lighter in complexion. So Jill did pass over, and she says to her, I don't know if her mother is alive or not, but she wants me to say something about tell her that I'm sorry I did this. So do you know if her mother is alive, or I'm talking about a grandmother? She's not using the word mother. So I'm not sure where her mother is, okay? Tell her, do you recognize the man I'm described? Get back to me on this. Let's see. Do you know if there is anybody around me, if they have a message for me? Blue Diamond, they're showing me a tall, thin man. They're wanting me to see him naked. Or he presents himself to be naked with, he put some shorts on. Oh, boy. A boxer shorts, kind of long, and they're patterned. And he said at the end of his life, his navel came in. He lost a lot of weight. He was medium complexion and tall. He might have had a back issue that bent him over just a little bit, but he has large hands. And I want to say this man is around you, and he's very fond of you. I don't know what he's showing me. He has a box with stuff in it. Blue Diamond, have you lost a band in your family, and there was possessions of his? He wanting to know what happened to him? Write me a note real quick, would you, dear? Or gentleman, Blue Diamond, I think that may be my grandpa. And Blue Diamond, how far back did he pass away? And do you remember he having a box or a wood box of possessions? I think he wants people in the family to look at what he left. It seems to be important. Because of the age group, I want to say there could have been some old military or some things that he was proud of some 7 or 8 years ago, and he was old that time, possibly World War II era. But he has his box. He wants you to have it. So it's like a family connection. I don't think he's always in your life, but he is wanting to talk to you, okay? And maybe they're valuable. Maybe that's why he's trying to get that to you. Pisces lady, Nancy, who is that keeps turning music on and off, and I glimpse out of the corner of my eye. There's a woman that says she lost weight toward the end of her life. Her arms sagged a little bit. I feel like she was medium built because her thighs and her calves were thicker. But as she got older, I see a saggy neck and saggy arms. Do you recognize her, Pisces lady? And it's almost like she runs her fingers around things to make noise. So I don't know if it's wind chimes or she tries to turn music on, but it's not turned on the radio all the way up. Something like that. And I want to say, it's very interesting, I don't get this very often, I think she hummed or she sang to herself. And this is the way she can give you music back. So think of the grandmothers or mother, and if you remember humming or singing under her breath, I want to say that's what. You don't recognize her? Check into the, now you do. She didn't sing loudly, probably like I would do around the house so no one can hear me, or just, but that's her. And I think at the end of her life, she's lost weight. And women, gosh, women, we know this, right? We lose weight from the waist up. And so she lost bosom weight and her arms, her from the elbow to the shoulder, lost weight. So this would have been someone very important to you. I want to say she's been gone at least 8 to 10 years also, just like the father here, the grandfather. Get back to me, okay? Totally. Don't know who she was dating when she committed suicide, so she did not take her life or did someone kill her. I've been very troubled about this. A spirit person told me once that sometimes we can feel a murder or foul play because a person will have that person in their mind as having caused them to create this incident. I've had people come to me who committed suicide and they just didn't like their life, but it was not based on somebody troubling them to the point of suicide versus somebody who is agonizing or somebody can't live because of the circumstances. So you might have been very troubled about this young lady's death because it wasn't about her, it was about somebody in her life. Because they're definitely showing me a man, square forehead, no beard, no mustache, possibly medium complexion, had some freckles on his face, wavy hair, he kind of stood up a little bit, kind of distinguished looking, dark, with sprinkles of gray going through it. So I don't know how young she was. This man clearly had to have, I've seen my son-in-law went gray in the early 30s, but I was in my 40s when I first got gray hair, so probably someone in their 40s. So keep that in mind as the investigation goes on. Tilly, hold on a minute. Let me see if I can, there was a, anybody else? I think there was another. Pisces lady, life is life. I distressed while on vacation. De-stress. Oh my gosh, couldn't. You depressed. Oh gosh, Nancy, I gotta find those glasses and clean them. Oh golly. They say it takes 3 days, to unwind from a vacation. And I do believe that's possible. I should do a show on vibration and how it affects us and how we wear it on our body. It's very interesting, grief, as in a widow, or grief over the slaying of the death of this young woman, is carried on our body like leopard spots. And you either have to almost sleep it off or you have to beat off your body by getting exercising really hard or putting a physical activity together. I wanted to go back. Kathy, what do you see my path going? That's me. Okay, I kind of my chat room kind of jumps a little bit. I'm really sorry. Thank you, Nancy. Excellent idea. Well, all right, I'm waiting for your questions to pop up on the screen. I want to go back to decision making and how to make a decision and getting past the fear of decision making. And what I'm going to address is dating. I've certainly have a lot of dating questions and marriage to divorce questions. I do believe that people are brought into our lives, irregardless if we want to consider soulmate or past life influences. And I do believe, I'm not saying for everybody to divorce their husband, break up their boyfriends. What I'm saying is that there is a life to a relationship. If it's not meant to go to marriage, it will have an ebb and flow. There's a mantra I give a lot of my ladies. What will be will always be. What cannot be can never be. Hold on, Kathy. Oh, you're the widow of Tony. Oh, I remember you. Anyway, there's always an ebb and flow in life. And if a relationship is to grow, then the individuals grow together. If not, and there is a parting the way, it was always meant to be that way. And I think we struggle to try to keep a relationship whole was never meant to finish in the first place at the end of your life. So a lot of times grieving goes on as ownership. I own that I broke up the relationship, or I was the one responsible for the breakup of the relationship. We have to get to a place that when you decide to break a relationship, you break the karmic energy that goes with it, and you own that it needs to be done. Dr. Brian Weiss and Bruce Goldberg believe that if you carry grief through your life to your death, and it is unfinished business, you will often carry that to a new lifetime. So decision-making and agonizing over it needs to be separated from, I'm now finished with that relationship, I'm going to put it behind me, I don't repeat it in the next lifetime, and you remove it from your soul. It makes a sound more difficult, but when you can break it and you put that line right there in the sand and don't cross it again, you go over it but don't cross it back, then I feel like a decision-making process is stronger. Nancy, I've been feeling as if someone is watching me in my room for quite some time. I hear noises, and I've seen through the corners of my eyes a man with a white shirt standing outside my room. Any ideas? This is a medium, 5'10", broad shoulder. He was older, around 65 years old, hair straggly on the top as though he's lost some hair. It's as clear as a grandfather feeling. The other thing I'm getting, Blue Diamond, is a sense that possibly a protective father figure. This is not a harmful person. This is a protective first person for you, kind of like watching out. But I don't feel he's watching for harm around you as much as he's overlooking you. He wants me to see you as a 5 to 7 year old. So, Blue Diamond, would you do me a favor and look back at that time and see if you remember this individual? I have a feeling there could have been disease that would take this, had taken his body, whether we're talking about cholesterol in the heart or possibly a cancer. So, Blue Diamond, as I scroll down, I love, thank you for putting that in blue. Answer that for me, okay? Is it a grandfather or not? I don't know. But it is a man, no beard, no mustache, a very creamy, medium complexion. The white shirt, I can see the bones in the shoulder, and they show me about 60, 65 healing. Because we age, the flesh from our shoulders come down into the body. And very kind looking. I don't have a sense of dread with this individual at all. But I do see you as quite young. All paranormals, go to bed. Yes, hello, Jamie. Good night, everybody. Good night to you. Paranormals, sorry, my cap's on. Well, at least I was able to read it. How's that? How, Nancy, Robin with Attitude. What a great chat room name. Nancy, I was wondering if you have any message for me from my mother. You actually have two, three ladies around you, and they're all different looking to me. You actually have a woman with brown hair, what I call the a deep brown, not black, a mousy brown. Maybe she was brown-haired, and it stood up from her head. It was thinner, not thick. There's a woman with reddish brown hair. She makes me stand back a little bit, so I don't know who's in front. Then I see an older woman, and she says she lost weight in her life, and her face got very narrow. So, Robin, with Attitude, if you could tell me which one is which, the woman is holding out a hand with a ring in it. A ring. Now, what's that for? Robin, are you with somebody? Are you waiting for a ring? or a commitment. I don't know what that means. I just see an arm coming out. It looks like it's from a brown-haired woman. I don't know who these ladies are. You have a whole slew of women around you. How wonderful. Okay, Stacy. Wow, I really relate to that. Yeah, I can't read all of it. Does that mean my wanting to hold on might be from a past life? Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes holding on to the past holds us whole. Unfortunately, it holds us to the future also. So Healing Through Time by Dr. Brian Weiss was wonderful. And Dr. Bruce Goldberg also believes we hold on and it holds into our vibration. So if you vibrate at a certain level, you'll go right into that same level, to the same situation in the next life. I wish my chat room window was a little larger. Next week I'll figure out how to do that. I will. Absolutely, Stacy. Okay, Jenny Davis. Did I really meet my real mother or, oh gosh, kids, I don't know how to do this. Nancy, did I really meet my real mother or was it not true? Was she brown hair and square bodied, kind of a broad shouldered also, not real tall? Feels like that was your mother. Sometimes I can't tell because intent is everything also. Sometimes it's like taking a lie detector test. People can bust their way through. I felt like it was your real mother. So let me know if that's what you look like. Pisces lady, I see someone outside my room. They better have brought me a box of... I want to put that on the air, girl. It's happened to us all. Blue diamond, I think that was my grandpa and the previous one with the box was my great-grandpa. Oh, you recognize them. I love doing this. I had someone email me, ask me, how can you do this over the email? You know, I've been doing this for so long. I'm not sure how I can do that. You could be, I have a couple ladies in Singapore email, and I did emails, and I was very good at it. And it taught me not to fear. I have people in Greece that write letters to family here, and they ask me, and then they write it and send it back. I'm not sure how I can do this, but it doesn't matter if it's email or over the phone. I just love doing that. I get real excited. I want answers for people. So I got to also mention, I met a gentleman that had asked me if I was an artist. And I says, oh, yes, I am. But I also have an engineering background where I drew, and I was detail is very, very important. And I think because of my background, I ask for detail more than most people. I'm very good at seeing who greets people at death. And I just asked one day, I wanted more details, and I was able to see that. Okay. Tina Lee, hello there, girl. Tully, do you see any spirits around me? I think I've seen this lady before, Tully, and she wants me to think of mother, grandmother. She's in a white dress, medium bosom, and around the waist, it looks like there's a little bit more fabric, and it's a very soft white dress, not pants, it looks like a dress, and it almost goes to the calf. But she looks like she gained weight around the tummy and around the hips, but she didn't have much of hiney. Very, very sweet lady. Robin with attitude. I would just like to have a man. The brown hair sounds like my mother, and the reddish hair sounds like my best friend. So your best friend was in spirit, huh? The brown haired lady was holding out the ring for you. So she's telling you that you have a man coming. And Robin looked for a brown haired man, okay? You have a man coming, and mother just told you there's a ring with it. Yahoo! Now, wait a minute, when he shows up, don't run toward him and say, my psychic said, you have to live your life as though... Oh, Jamie, she received the ring after the woman passed? No, Jamie, the woman in spirit is holding her hand out to Robin to show her a ring. So the ring is coming. Woohoo! can you have my Robin here? Oh, gosh, Pisces Lee, I can't read all the message. Tin Lee, I have to reload due to repeats. If anybody in the audience here is having trouble listening to me, I was told by somebody that if you hit the F5 button, it reloads it. So Robin with attitude, I had my mother's rings after she passed, Well, it could confirm that this is your mother. I took it to be the message because what you asked of me, was there any message? And so I think the mother is showing you, I'm being shown a ring, like an engagement ring. So I don't know if she gave you the engagement ring, but it could be a simple message. I took it to be that a brown-haired man is coming to you. Okay? And Jamie says, I thought so. I just love these stories. Short like me. So what I'm doing is reading this real fast. Jenny goes, yes, she was short like me. Petite ladies were petite. As I get shorter and shorter, as I get older, I'm just about 5'4 now. Blue diamond. My baby even smiled and waved at that man standing outside my room, which is why I knew I wasn't seeing things. But I guess I now know it's my grandpa. Did I describe him that way? That is your grandpa? Great. And that blue diamond, do you remember what he passed from? Was it a cancer or heart disease? Okay. Jenny Davis, do I have any spirits around me? I don't know if this is a neighbor lady. They want me to see a white one-story house with a porch. And I see a woman with a light-colored dress on, and clearly I can't tell the difference between the palest of pale beige versus white. I think she's petite. I feel like she's, I have to go back. It's a wooden structure. There is a chair that's a rocking chair on the porch. I don't believe she was part of your family, if she was a grandmother or a neighbor. She says, I make cookies. Feels like she was a neighbor to you. Look in the neighborhood of when you were growing up. This is a petite woman, 5'1", 5'2", hair pulled back but not tight, smooth, round face. She was of a complexion that was deeper in coloring, but I can't tell the ethnicity. Very sweet, small-bodied. As she got older, I do believe she died a very peaceful death, went to sleep, a stroke or a heart attack, but I feel like she is from your past, Jenny. I don't know how old you are, girl. That the house was one-story, wood, white, porch, you know, the post, one on each side, the rocking chair. You may have to ask your mother. Don't know if it's a grandmother. But this is a very sweet woman, and I feel like she knew everybody in the neighborhood to show me then all of, you know, this one house after another. Something like you would see in Louisiana feeling about the South. I'm not sure. Pisces lady, isn't it amazing babies can not only see spirits, but they also don't fear them. Absolutely. We teach our children to fear. The only fear a child is born with is that of falling. So clearly we teach our children everything else. Okay, Pearls of Joy. What a great name. Well, I'm having so much fun with you girls tonight. Nancy, I also feel as though there is sometimes someone in my room. Do you know who this is and why they visit? Actually, most people have a lots of people that come around, and you do. Pearls of Joy, do you remember in your family a man that was crippled? I don't know if it was an uncle or someone else, but I feel like this individual, there's a couple people come in, but this man, I'm trying to get of when he died. He has old fashioned clothes on. Feels like there's a walking, he was very crippled. I don't know if it was a war injury, but this person comes around, says he misses the family terribly. Not sure how tall, brown-haired, parted on one side, kind of a nice-looking man, but clearly there was body damage on some level. People come in and out of our lives and our rooms a lot. Getting back to children seeing spirits, I have a chihuahua. My husband's always making comments. Do you see that dog barking at the blank wall? And if I don't have my switch on, I'm not seeing it. I just have a sense of it. Spirit people are not always in full form, unless one of us pays attention. So an animal or a baby may see an orb that's kind of fluffy looking or with some colors in it, or the spirit is darting around kind of sun-like. But when people like me look at spirit people, then they say, oh, someone's paying attention. Let's show them what I look like. Okay. Pisces lady, Nancy, do I have a lot of spirits with me? The spirit people want me to show you a very beautiful scarf, and one woman is kind of holding it from hand to hand, and she's putting it in the air. I don't think she's throwing it over her shoulders like a gypsy dancer would be, but it has interesting little sparkles sewn into it. gosh, Pisces lady, I'm not sure I know what that means. I just received messages, and that's kind of odd. Merriment, surprises, new things on the horizon. That's an interpretation. Thank you. Thank you, Jenny. It was lovely meeting you. Okay. I will always be open to suggestions. I'm going to be doing a new presentation, new format. I love doing these readings, and I've been talking most of the day. So the next weeks until forever, the paranormal, my group will be called Psychic Phenomena Discussing Group, and I love answering questions. Visit me on my websites. I have 6 of them. I'm a glutton for punishment. And if you want more time with me on sessions, of course, that's what I do for a living. Oh, here we go. Blue Diamond. Not sure what my grandpa passed of. I think of sadness from my grandma passing. He wouldn't eat, lost a lot of weight, looked very frail. Well, that's kind of describing him. I kind of wonder if he didn't have an underlying disease. Broken heart can really take us. My call, I wonder if it was broken heart or a cancer. So I'd be curious if you found out he also had another disease deep in his body. Jenny, America, yes. Jenny, what is that message? Amelia was a Native American. Oh, I described some of color. You recognized her. Native American. And you recognize her. You put exclamation points. Now, how did she relate to you? Was she a neighbor or grandma? Amelia was a Native American. She was what I described of color. Oh, I'm so tickled that you recognized her. Give me a little note, Jenny, at who she played. Who was she in your life? You're very curious. How can I do this, ladies and gentlemen? If I knew that, I'd sell it to you for a nickel. But spirit people are very wanting to be recognized. And if they know you're calling in, they will make sure that I see them. Okay? Okay. Tina Lee, BTR repeats all night. Blog Talk Radio repeats all night. Oh, I don't know what that means, Tina. Anybody, can you help me on Tina? Blog Talk Radio is repeat all night. But you are very clear, Nancy. Last week, Tina, I don't know about your show, but I really had trouble. The blog chat room would not let me in, and I kept trying over and over. I just don't know. Jenny, this is incredibly wow. Oh, great. Thank you, Jenny. Find out who that is and let me know. Email me at nancy@nancymaps.com. You know, I'm writing a lot of books, so you kids out there, if I've hit a, you know, something that really helps you, let me know how I helped you in your life. Blue Diamond, he probably did have a disease. Be curious if you checked on, let me know. Okay, Jenny Davis, yes. She was my nanny, so she was not a grandmother. She was someone close to you. We were so close. Oh, great. I really loved her. Oh, Jenny, how wonderful to think that she wanted you to know that she is in your life, and she gave so much description of who she was, what she looked like, and how she lived. How can you doubt we don't survive? So my calling, my mission, and why I left the security of telephone company job is because I can do this. And that's what's important, is I want everybody to know how wonderful it is to live our life knowing survive, and now take your lessons and or what's being brought to you, and don't hold them so close to your heart. Okay? Oh, Pearls of Joy. I try to connect with them, but it's very difficult. Oh, my gosh, girl. It is difficult, even for me. I sit and I can... Yes, I have a grandmother with me tonight. I can see her on my side, feel her. But then I live life, and I get all wound up on these websites or building this or taking phone calls, and I lose myself, and I have to relax, and I have to meditate also. Meditating as in closing off the stuff all around me and just shutting down my mind for a minute and say, okay, God's will be done. I'm here to work and help others and do my life. And then I kind of recollect myself, and I feel better. So it is hard to hear. People in grief have a harder time. That's why I pride myself on being able to find messages for people and describe family, because when we know we're not alone, it makes life a little more bearable. Okay, it takes so much patience. Absolutely, Purple Joy, absolutely. Oh, Jamie, Nancy, do you see anything for me? Oh, gosh, I can't see if there's another word there. Okay, let me look at this for a minute. Kathy, I'm going to get right back to you, Jamie. Kathy, well, Nancy, you're so right. I do want to write a book, but I've held myself back, and it's about my great-grandmother, wondering if she doesn't mind. She wants you to tell the truth. So I wonder what that means. She says, it's about time. Write the book. Tell the truth. Oh, Kathy. I love that. Okay, Jamie. Guys, you're kind of interesting. Jamie, I don't know if you're a lady or a man, but they also show me that you are a man in a prior lifetime that's very influential with who you are today. They say that at times you felt like running away and going on your own. They show me that you are a youth, blonde hair, and you had crossed the plains. Now, it doesn't feel like the Americas as much as it feels like Australia, and that you enjoyed the outdoors and going forward and making choices. I'm not sure how that pertains to you now, but I feel like there's a bit of sadness in your eyes. Either it's work or it's people around you. Stand on your feet, stomp your foot, and say, nothing can hurt me unless I believe it's so, and make your choices that help you now, okay? Jamie, it's all about God. I am interestingly, I don't understand that little message, but I think that's what that meant, okay? Kimmy, hey, Stacy, hugs, hello, yes, yes, I see ladies. Okay, so keep me talking. We have 8 minutes left. I thought I saw another question. I'm trying to make sure I get all your questions tonight. This is really a lot of fun today. I just really love Jamie Davis, that I got the grandma that she was so close to. I'm going to back up and see if there's any other questions I missed tonight. Okay, so, Tina, you're sure having trouble. You know, one week I had a lot of trouble because there was a lot of weather outside. So, Tina, where you are, is there a lot of weather going on? We have a lot of wind here. Kathy, thank you so much. I hope that helped. I'm not sure now what I just said. Oh, write the book. How about that? Okay, Kathy, get the paperwork going there, huh? I can tell you, but I don't know myself. I'm trying like 3 books as I'm talking. Jenny Davis, will my husband get a settlement? He got hurt at work. Oh, how interesting. Remember I said something to do with work. Remember I said that whatever's going on, sadness in your eyes, had something to do with work. I feel like there is a settlement, but not what you're expecting. It could be even only a third. I feel like they're holding back and not showing all the paperwork that's important for the settlement to go forward or for the settlement to get what you need. So you're going to get something, but you may have to go back to get the rest of it. Okay. Pisces lady, will I begin to see more spirits or just glimpses? What I tell my people is that we have to get our brain used to the idea that spirits are around us. Allow the blurs, the colors, and everything be shown to you and be curious. Never show fear. Show amazement, and you'll be able to see more. When I started seeing spirits, I was, wow, I want to see more. I want to see details. I want to see if they're skinny or the fat or the up or down or left or right. So my curiosity, my excitement allowed me to see more. So have no fear, okay? Pisces lady, okay, Tina Lee, just hot, hot, hot. I won't say the second one. But if your computer is hot, I had to turn mine off and give it a rest because I've had it on almost all day. Join the crowd. Okay, Kelly. Okay, Jenna did as well. Thank you. Finally got an MRI. I think that's what was missing. Oh, so that's the other piece of paper. Wow, thank you. I finally got an MRI. I think that was missing. Make sure that everybody gets that second piece of paper so that now you can get the rest of it. So now when you said that, I see it coming twice. So they may settle once, it'll settle again because the MRI paperwork will get finished, okay? And that's really, really, really important. Thank you. The vibration is excellent idea for a future program. Do you know, we wear our vibration, we wear our thoughts around our body. How many of you have put colors on in the morning that normally you wouldn't wear, the brightest of the bright colors? That means your vibration needs more fuel. And we wear something that gives us more fuel. It makes us more energized. So watch how you wear your colors. I was telling a gal I was giving counsel to, I said, I want to throw away everything in your closet, beige or pale. And she says, everything I own is beige or pale. I said, okay, now go out and get the most brilliant colored scarves. If you can't throw away your wardrobe, get brilliant scarves, bright red lipstick, bring your vibration up. Because of doing that will help you with mental, be more healthy and more bright for your work world. Pisces lady, I was named for her. Wow. Okay. Jamie, I got spooked yesterday. I got so at myself. You reached out to touch me, and it scared me. Okay. I have to work on it. Still get spooked. Okay, that's the difference. Pretend that you're on a surfboard on a wave, and you're trying to balance yourself. Now, always remember that in a moment, instead of getting scared, be amazed, bounce on the surfboard, don't fall off. When you said, I got scared or I got spooked, you fell off the balancing board. So instead of getting scared, be amazed. When I help Char with California Haunts, oh my gosh, 4 minutes left. This Wednesday, I'll be on Blog Talk Radio, California Haunts. We're going to be talking of the passing of your pets, and speaking to dogs and cats and pet souls. And so you can call in on her show also to talk to me. But anyway, when you want to talk to Spirit or get more information from Spirit, I feel like I'm balancing and very carefully receive the information. If I get distracted, I've got the doors closed, the dog can't jump on me, I concentrate amazingly square with what I'm looking at here, the word scared or spooked. So if you get scared or spooked and you fall off, you'll lose your connection. So be very calm, okay, and you'll get more. Thank you, Tina Lee. Thank you, thank you. I see a couple ladies are having to go home, get off the air. Nice of you to visit and see me next week. I love doing this. I should have done more earlier. Tina, I hope you are feeling better soon. I should have mentioned that earlier. Pat, thank you for reminding me. He was a ghost. I wasn't expecting it, Jamie. Absolutely. Spirit people so desperately want to be acknowledged. They do survive. They are alive. Family wants us to know they're in our lives. So they muster up all the energy they can, and then we get scared and it pushes them away. So it's like having a dream where you see a spirit person. Ask that spirit person now to show some sign of themselves during the day. And sooner or later, if you keep asking, they are going to, because not only do you have to be ready, they have to be ready. They have to blend with your vibration as you have to accept the vibration and blend to them for better communication. Thank you, Blue Diamond. Thank you, Jamie and Kathy. Uh-huh. Okay, nice talking to you, Jamie. Good night. All right, Tina Lee, thank you. And good. You know, Tina, I was going to go visit your show, and I get a call, and you know how that is. I have clients, and they make appointments, and all of a sudden I'm just busy. Wonder show. Thank you. You know, I really enjoy doing these shows. I've had a lot of fun. I've done 3 months. Every week has been different. I think some of the shows that I got the most response on was reincarnation, clearly past life influences, like what's going on. The little boy of Jamie's son, who is remembering past lives, clearly that's very exciting. I've hooked up with Karen Rothstein out of Sacramento. She's a hypnotherapist. If you're interested, I can give you her phone number. She has directed a couple clients to me, and I've directed a couple to her, and it appears, not all of this, and please don't ask me on the screen here, that there is a influences of people who pass on that now connect to our flesh, and that influence can direct us in this lifetime, so that we call them hitchhikers. So there seems to be a few areas of a great amount of interest, and I'm going to solicit people in this arenas that can come and talk, and we'll have guests off and on, okay? So my gosh, this hour went so fast. I have less than about 40 seconds. Thank you for everything, everybody. We've had a lot of people in the room tonight. Keep it up and keep coming. I hope I kept up on the questions. Thank you very much, Kathy and Jamie. As far as making decisions, I had her tell me, I said once to a friend, if I had known my decision would have been so painful, I would not have made it at all. And my friend Dawn, who passed away, she says, I'd rather you have made painful decisions than none at all. And that is why, to change, our soul evolves. Remember that. That's a new mantra for all of you. Through change, our soul evolves. So even though decisions are hard, it's what helps us progress in life. And through decision-making processes, it becomes more and more exciting to make more and more decisions. Okay. Okay, I think I missed a question. Okay, I think I got 4 seconds left. Email me or go visit my website, everybody. Good night.